تو بهتر از ماشه هیش هلوکیم هنی نوگایی مما دیدم عبدا بیکام به نکم یشیب لطره به خیبر عدمت همم به عیده عبدالخه هنبیم کتوب لیما بنکیتی دم ممنون کیتی و هشم شاخه بزیاد بنکیتی دم ممنون کیتی و هشم شاخه بزیاد شال ار ترابا مینا قال بدر گشته ان کنیاریم روش مینا قال بدر گشته ان کنیاریم
Okay, just was looking for something to share on this whole terrible gun tragedy, and I think I found just the right thing. This is from a post by Jim Gath. It was reposted by my friend Barbara Zeitler. Oh, hey, or hey, how about we treat every young man who wants to buy a gun like every woman who wants to get an abortion? Mandatory 48-hour waiting period, parental permission, a note from his doctor proving he understands what he's about to do, a video he has to watch about the effects of gun violence, an ultrasound wand up the ass just because. Let's close down all but one gun shop in every state and make him travel hundreds of miles. Take time off work and stay overnight in a strange town to get a gun. Make him walk through a gauntlet of people holding photos of loved ones who were shot to death. People who call him a murderer and beg him not to buy a gun. It makes more sense to do this with young men and guns than with women in healthcare, right? I mean, no woman getting an abortion has killed a room full of people in seconds, right? Oh yeah, I think that says it all. Good luck to the young people who are trying to speak truth to power. I hope they prevail. What we can do to help them is not let this thing die. You know, bad pun, I suppose. So, oh boy. Unbelievable. Huh. Oh, here's also a quote. This is Ronald Reagan, February 6, 1989. I do not believe in taking away the right of the citizen for sporting, for hunting and so forth, or for home defense. But I do believe that an AK-47, a machine gun, is not a sporting weapon or needed for defense of a home. Ronald Reagan. I totally agree. Yep. All right, so we'll see if there's anything else on there that would be useful. Right. So I know on CNN tonight at 9 o'clock they're going to have a town hall meeting. And, yeah, there's a post from my friend Rosie Rosenzweig saying, the generation of responsibility begins here. Vote these kids in. Absolutely. Kids should be walking out in protest. Yep. Majority Stoneman Douglas High School students are in Tallahassee meeting with Florida lawmakers to demand action against gun violence. Later tonight, CNN hosts a town hall on the issue. Yep, that's totally right. Okay. Oh, dear. So, scrolling through, just saw. Okay. Oh, here's a good one from Amy Jacobson down in Florida. She says, I think schools should have a mandatory mental health class that you get credit for, where you learn about depression, anxiety, eating disorders, schizophrenia, and other mental disorders. And you also learn good coping skills and ways to get help. In loving memory of Jason S. Hearn. I think that's great. I like that a lot. So, yeah, we got to see what we can do to get things. Oh. Okay. Go back to some music here. WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice.
Blowing through my veins on the valley below.
right. If you want to save yourself money, who doesn't, and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? Message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right.
Thank you.
Steve Gorin. Marvelous. It's called Hummingbird. Excuse me. It's from a CD called Colors of the Mind. He's playing the Bansuri flute. It's a wonderful, wonderful CD. Okay, before that, the Common Ballo Cimbalo Trio. Solza Karka Smar, Old Jewish Melodies from Eastern Hungary. And it was on their Cimbalo Trio Opus 1. Daniel Zamir, before that, Chamesh Esrei, and the CD is called Amen. Laser Lloyd with Burning Thunder off of his self-titled CD. Chaim David and the Good News Bears from Chaim David and the Good News Bears CD. Yezik Karim, Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, Ad Neshama, is the song on Hanashama Lach, that's the CD. Cantor Yosula Rosenblatt, is Yiddish Collection, Der Pas Tushel, Rona Keenan with Giddy Gov, Harikud HaMuzar Shel HaLev, The Klezmatics before that, Tanzt Yidlach, for the CD Shevazon Tot, and AKA Pella 2, Ve Havenu, off of their AKA Pella 2 CD. Frank London and Greg Wall, Beninai, Kabbalaji, Hasidic New Wave is a CD. And then we heard Idan Rachel's new tune, And If You'll Come to Me. That's it. Okay. So, if I can get this frog out of my throat, there's a wonderful post I'd like to share with you. It says, I've noticed several people. This is Nuri McBride who's posting. I've noticed several people on my feed mention Israel concerning armed citizens and guns, quoting BS put out by the NRA. So let me set a few things straight. If you want to own a gun in Israel, you must consider the following, and there are 14 points to this. Number one, 40% of applications for firearms permits are rejected. There are only 170,000 active permits currently. Population is 8.5 million. Two, only a small group of people are eligible for firearms licenses. Primarily, licenses go to high-ranking retired military personnel, police officers, prison guards, security guards, and animal control officers. There are a small number of licenses for settlers in the West Bank, and hunters. Three, you must be at least 21 years old for those who completed military service. Otherwise, you have to wait till you are 27 or 45 for non-citizen residents. Four, applicants must be a resident of Israel for at least 3 consecutive years. Five, you must pass an extensive background check, including criminal check, national security check, health exam, and mental health evaluation. Six, you must establish a genuine reason for possessing a firearm. I like guns is not an option. If you say you need a gun for self-defense, you can only have one gun, and you are limited to an annual supply of 50 bullets. Seven, you have to justify every gun you possess separately. Owning more than 2 guns is extremely rare. Eight, you must pass a multi-week weapons training course. Nine, you have to renew your license and pass a shooting course every 3 years. 10, you have to undergo a psychological assessment every 6 years. 11, you must have a safe at your residence in which to keep the firearm. 12, there is a 100% VAT on firearms, that's a tax in Israel, and you will pay thousands of shekels to qualify for your license and hundreds of shekels each year to keep it. 13. There are enormous legal repercussions should your gun ever be mishandled, misfire, injure anyone unjustly, or be used in a crime, even if you are not the one that committed those acts. 14. You are not allowed to sell your gun to anyone but a registered dealer or the police. Ha! In Israel, gun ownership is a privilege, not a right. It is illegal to own an assault rifle. the photo they're showing a woman carrying a gun is not an open carry gun enthusiast. It's an off-duty soldier that has to carry her weapon while in basic training. Know that when you see young Israelis carrying assault rifles, these are soldiers. I have yet to meet a single Israeli that liked doing this. It is basically a punishment. Don't believe what the NRA says. Gun violence and gun death in Israel is low, not because we have to carry guns in our youth, but because of gun regulation, enforcement, and not breeding a culture of fear around personal protection. Hear, hear. I totally, totally agree with that. Yes. Okay.
Baruch Elohim.
Okay, just to let you know that the Kendall Square Cinema has some great films coming up. I just saw the Phantom Thread, which was terrific. I don't know if that's still playing there, but it's great. That's up for awards. And so some of the films coming, Yitzhak is coming in March, about Yitzhak Perlman, The Love of Music. Bombshell, The Hedy Lamarr Story, that's starting Friday, March 2nd for 1 week. Hedy Lamarr was known as a great beauty and an actress, but apparently she did a lot of, she was a technical trailblazer. And she was an Austrian Jewish emigre, wanted to help defeat the Nazis, and inventing a covert frequency hopping communication system to make Allied torpedoes unstoppable. And then patriotically gave her 1942 patent to the Navy, who ignored it and told her to sell kisses for war bonds instead. So, I mean, she was just, you know, blown away, blown off. So this really sets the record straight. It looks like a very good film. And let's see what else. We've got short films, 2018 Oscar-nominated short films. That's starting Friday. Actually, that's already happened, sorry. Fantastic Woman is coming. Okay, so the Kendall Square is a good place to go see films. Check them out. All right. Well then, that was Owen Broder, and it's Heritage, the American Roots Project. But I wouldn't say that this is roots, I would say this is jazz. And my computer screen is locked up on me, so I can't even change it. You know, you can go to our website, wmfo.org, and click on schedule. And there you can see all the different shows you might like to listen to. You can also tune into the voicemobile right here and check out what I'm playing. And if you can't listen to it at the time, there's an archive which you can go to, and hopefully that will work. Well, this is really annoying. I don't know. I might have to shut this thing down and restart it. Okay, so we'll play some more. We've got a few more minutes, 5 minutes actually. Let's go to Mr. Brian Hudson, The Next Level. And Chris Earle is here with Friend to take over the controls in a moment. So let me find something that, how about this one? That'll be just about right. And